today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'd waited too long to get tickets. Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, pets, and to the whole Rockin' the Suburbs community. Hi, it's Joe Fleischer from High Point, North Carolina. I'd like to talk about making last-minute plans to attend rock shows. I'll start with the great Ringo Starr, who played Greensboro's 4,000-seat Performing Arts Center on a Wednesday night in June with his all-star band. As a Beatle-loving drummer, I wanted to go, but tickets went on sale initially at $98 to $200, plus fees, and I decided I could skip it, probably. But as the show grew closer, I periodically checked on a well-known ticket resale site that I'll call PubSub. Several days out, tickets were still quite expensive, and even a day before, I couldn't find anything to my liking. Finally, on the day of the show, I checked in at 5:30 from my office, which is literally across the street from the venue. Bingo! Two tickets in the upper reaches of the arena were available for roughly half price, half of the lowest initial price, including all the fees. Got approval from my fantastic wife, Becky, and we were quickly on our way to see the oldest surviving Beatle. He turned 85 on July 7th. He literally ran to the microphone to start the show. I won't recount the whole performance, except to say Ringo was great. Drumming, singing, and doing both at the same time at various points. My favorite part was that he started at 8 p.m. on the dot, as advertised, and he finished with no fake encore at 9:50 p.m. Becky and I were back home before 10:30. A friend saw my 6 p.m. post that I was, social media post that I was going to the show. He got on his phone and got an even better seat for $30. I mean, that takes a real set of nerves there to wait that long. But anyway, I will say that the only part of the transaction that made me nervous was that it sometimes can take sellers a few hours or more to transfer a ticket. But in this case, I received it under 10 minutes. And that makes me believe that the seller was either the promoter or a scalper. I had some confidence that my plan for this would work because Becky and I used almost the same strategy to take our exchange student Salome from Switzerland to see her first ever rock show. It was Alice Cooper performing in the same building. For Alice, who was 77, I bought about 24 hours in advance, and I got three great seats on the stage level, about 20 rows back, for far less than the advance sale prices, about $70 a piece, and it was a hit with Salome. And we've done the same thing to get floor seats to see the Avett Brothers at our local basketball arena. And we've seen events like ABBA the Musical at greatly reduced prices. The great MJ Lenderman played kind of a homecoming show at a 1,000 capacity club in Winston-Salem at the end of his sold-out tour in May. I'd waited too long to get tickets. About a week before, PubSub offered up two seated places at a table. This was a bit of a splurge at $100 each, but it was incredible to have a perfect sight line, slightly elevated view of the stage, and we're about 50 feet away. It was absolutely packed on the floor, and we had a view of that, including some couples our age, I'm 60, who just seemed miserable in those sardine conditions. It was also a pretty historic show. MJ's bandmate from Wednesday and his former girlfriend, Carly Hartzman, got up on stage and sang backup for most of the set. That's unlikely to happen soon again. He also made several shout-outs to what he called the family section, filled with his cheering relatives and us. That's where we were sitting. I've also had experience selling tickets on this platform. I'm a huge fan of the Drive-By Truckers, and when they announced a kind of lottery for their Southern Rock Opera Revisited tour, I eagerly signed up for both Raleigh and Charlotte. Of course, I was a winner for both tour stops, and as someone who earns a paycheck, it wasn't realistic to go to both. My son lives in Charlotte, so I put my three Raleigh tickets on sale, and they didn't sell at the price I paid, initially, and then I dropped the price. And in the end, I lost a little money, probably about the cost of a sandwich. And I had some anxiety when Ticketmaster delayed releasing the tickets to me until about 2 days before, so I couldn't transfer them to the buyer. So I was a little nervous about that, but finally they were released. The buyer accepted. I got my money and everybody was good. And the show we saw in Charlotte was everything I'd hoped for. And I've seen the DBTs more than half a dozen times, once with about 200 people. Anyway, I know there are some avid showgoers in the Rockin' Suburbs community, and I hope this encourages some of you to stick it to the ticket sellers and the opportunists by delaying your purchase until the last possible moment. Of course, that's not realistic if it's an out-of-town show or someone you can't miss, but it can be a viable option when you have flexibility and you live not too far away. That's the latest for me. Currently, I have only one rock show on my schedule. In October, Becky and I are driving 9 hours one way to Florence, Alabama to see Jason Isbell's Shoals Fest with MJ Lenderman and Waxahachie. Looking forward to seeing that, and I'm looking forward to hearing about all your live music adventures this summer. And thanks for listening, and as always, death to false metal. Thank you. Pub sub, pub sub, pub sub, pub sub, pub sub.